Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 77 for Monday, September 28th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were mixed Monday morning, although the bias was higher in the most active nearby contracts. Canola was down a dollar to up a dollar, the nearby November contract up 70 cents at $477 per ton. The technical bias has shifted back to the upside, and that accounted for some of the early speculative buying. Weakness in the Canadian dollar, overnight advances in Malaysian palm oil, solid end-user demand, and a lack of aggressive farmer selling all contributed to the firmer tone. However, improving production ideas as the Canadian harvest advances did put some pressure on values. Losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil also weighed on canola in early trade. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all mostly lower. Soybeans down 4 to 7 cents, the November contract down 7 at $8.82 per bushel. Relatively favorable weather conditions across the U.S. Midwest contributed to the soft tone, as harvest operations are advancing and yield reports are generally beating earlier expectations. The USDA releases its quarterly stocks report on Wednesday, and some positioning ahead of that data could lead to choppiness over the next few days. Corn futures, they're down 1 to 2 cents. The December contract down 2 at $3.87 per bushel. Good harvest weather and improving yield prospects were also bearish for corn, while increased export competition from Brazil kept corn under pressure to start the day. Wheat, it's steady to down 3. The December contract in Chicago 3 cents lower at $5.05 per bushel. The U.S. continues to miss out on export opportunities. That's keeping the bias lower, but weather concerns in some wheat-growing regions of the world, including dryness in Argentina and parts of the U.S. plains, did provide underlying support. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, September 28th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.